Well, my oldest sister is named Janet. And I was told when I was little that this was my sister Janet's favorite Uncle Arthur story because the little girl's name is Janet. Now, I need to ask her again if that was really true because I don't know if she liked it because it was the name and she had the same name, or if maybe she was a little like Janet, or if everybody just said she liked the story because the story was about Janet. But this story is called Just a Minute, Janet. And Janet, she was outside playing, and she was having so much fun. And Mother, she was looking at the clock, and she had something she needed Janet to do. And so she called out, Janet, come here, please. And Janet said, Just a minute, Mother. I'm busy. I'll be there in a minute. And Mother, she said, oh, Janet always does this, but she kind of let it slide. And then she looked at the clock again, and Janet still hadn't come. Janet, come here, please. Again came that little voice. Just a minute, Mother. Janet, I need you to come. Mother, I'll be there just a minute. So Mother, she kind of let it slide again. And then she looked at the clock again, and she was getting ready to go yell out the door, Janet, come here right now. But then Janet kind of peeped her head around the corner, and she had a big smile. Well, here I am, Mother. Well, Mother needed her to take some eggs that she had picked up that morning and take them over to the neighbor. And so Janet did that. And Mother said, you know, Janet, when I call you, you need to come more quickly. Oh, Mother, I was just so busy. I was washing my doll's clothes. And I was just out there just having so much fun. But I needed to finish what I was doing. Mother said, no, when I call you, you need to come quickly. But Janet went and she ran the errand, and she told Mother, oh, I'll come quickly next time, Mother. I'll listen. So she went and ran the errand for Mother, and she came back and she started doing her thing. And now it was time for lunch. And so Mother called out the door, Janet! And do you think Janet remembered what she'd said earlier, that she was going to come immediately? Nope, she didn't. What do you think she said, Brantley? Yep, just a minute, Mother. And, oh, Mother, she was starting to get frustrated. So she decided, you know what? I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to eat my lunch. And if Janet doesn't make it in for lunch, then she's just going to have to miss out on lunch. So she called one more time, though. Janet, come, please. Just a minute, Mother. So Mother sat down, and she ate her lunch. And do you think Janet showed up? Nope, no Janet. And Mother said, I need to stick with what I said I was going to do. So she started to clean everything up. And while she was cleaning up, all of a sudden she heard a scream. And she heard a little girl say, Mother, 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 come quick, come quick. And just quickly, Mom got an idea in her head because she could tell she wasn't really hurt. The cry wasn't a cry that she was really hurt. So she said, Just a minute, Janet. But Mother, 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 I need you right now. I'm all wet. And just a minute, Janet. And then she saw Janet come, and she was soaking wet. And what had happened was that she had a wash tub out there, because back in the olden days, we didn't have washing machines. And I had a neighbor who was my dear friend. I called her Granny Marks when I was little, and she still washed her clothes this way in the late 70s. She had a big bucket. And she had a washboard, a thing for scrubbing, and that's what Janet had. So she thought she was so grown up out there washing her doll clothes. But she had stood up because she had the clothespins, and her mother, they had made her a little clothesline down a little bit lower, but she still needed to stand up on a stool, and it was the same stool where the water was. And as she was coming down, the stool kind of moved, and she flipped that water all over the top of her. And so Janet comes around, Mother, why didn't you come when I called? And Mother said, well, Janet, I thought I would try and teach you a little lesson. Do you remember earlier? And you said that you were going to come quickly, and you didn't? Yes, Mother. And at least according to Uncle Arthur, after that, Janet listened and came more quickly. But you know, as I was reviewing that story, I thought about us. And sometimes are there things that we like to do that we know that Jesus has told us in the Bible that isn't the best thing to do? And we'll say, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us and we'll say, just a minute, Jesus. when I'm finished with this, then I'll come, then I'll obey. Just a minute. Do we ever do that to Jesus? You know, yeah, I know I have in the past. You think, just a minute, I'll obey later. But you know, the things that Jesus has told us in the Bible that aren't the best for us, he told us that because they're not the best for us, and he wants to help us to learn to trust and obey him and obey quickly, because sometimes we keep doing those things and we do get hurt. Not just some water spilled on us, we can get really hurt in life. And so it's best to not stop and say, just a minute, Jesus. When Jesus calls us, if we go quickly and obey him, he'll be there and he'll help us.